Radio Moments.
We start this week just 2 years ago, when Danny Baker heard the news that his BBC London show wasn't to continue.
Very good afternoon to you, everybody. Probably for the last time, the show has been cancelled. Found out myself, you know, since 1988. Nobody actually rung us up. Apparently that's not the way you do it.
Oh.
Dear Lord, that's not how you do it. No, that's the form. 1988. See that wall out there groaning with gold medals? I was happy to come along then.
Dan,
they got hold of me then, strangely.
Are you being inducted
in every branch of showbiz now, there is the rise of the middle management. And what this place could do was lose 2/3 of middle management and actually, you know, put it more into making programmes. The idea that there's, I think, 1/3 more meetings rooms in there than there is studios.
Danny Baker this week in 2012. In the United States, as over here, the radio manufacturers made the early strides in broadcasting. Like the companies which came together to form the British Broadcasting Company in the UK, Westinghouse in the US knew there had to be content on air if they were going to sell any radio sets at all. So, this week in 1920, they called upon Dr. Conrad in Pittsburgh, who was a bit of a radio anorak, bit of a radio ham. And thanks to his efforts, KDKA came on the air from the roof of their building. It was to be America's first ever commercially licensed station.
This is KDKA of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We'd appreciate it if anyone hearing this broadcast would communicate with us, as we are very anxious to know how far the broadcast is reaching.
The start of KDKA in 1920. Tony Blackburn wasn't on that station, but he was on Radio 2 for the first time proper with Pick of the Pops this week in 2010.
Hi there, Tony Blackburn here. I'm delighted to be a new presenter on Pick of the Pops. And for my very first show, I've selected two really terrific charts. We're going to go back 44 years to 1966, then 31 years to 1979.
Tony Blackburn taking over from Dale Winton on Radio 2 4 years ago. And this week, 26 years ago, Tony was on the launch day of this station.
Capital Gold, but just literally minutes away from all those number ones between 9 and 10 this morning. It's 8 minutes to 9, Capital Gold time. Do you remember this one?
For me, it was quite interesting because we were playing music from the 60s and the 70s in those days. And I, of course, was doing the breakfast show. I went back on the breakfast show, 6 until 9 o'clock it was then. And, of course, I was on Radio Caroline in 1964. And I remember one of the records I played there was, I think it was Big Girls Don't Cry by the Four Seasons. And I thought, now, here I am again, years and years on, playing exactly the same music at exactly the same time in the morning, the only difference being on land.
Tony Blackburn on Capital Gold, which launched this week in 1988, launching as a Capital spin-off after the earlier experiments in weekend FM splitting. One of the most famous radio comedies ever began this week, 60 years ago.
Hurry up, Kerr. Haven't you finished typing out those invitations yet? Don't rush me. Might help if you took the gloves off.
Hancock's Half Hour, the programme which helped to pave the way for the sitcom. The first edition was heard on radio this week in 1954. It was nearly called The Tony Hancock Show. Its theme tune was performed by Wally Stott, who later changed gender to become Angela Morley.
Hancock's Half Hour.
Yes, this is the first night of the lad's new radio series. Such occasions are usually marked by a small celebration of some sort, but Tony Hancock is really doing it in style. He's going to throw a cocktail and dinner party.
Happy 60th birthday, Hancock's Half Hour. Some stations just keep on changing names, don't they? This week, 6 years ago, XFM Scotland, which had been beat, became Galaxy Scotland.
Let's go, Gary Spence.
So, my turn first. Hope you're doing all right. This is Galaxy. We are on, and we're going to kick off with Guru Josh Project, Infinity 2008.
Across Scotland, love music, Galaxy. Here's my key.
The start of Galaxy in Scotland this week, 6 years ago. When BBC Radio Birmingham launched this week, 44 years ago, its first presenter was taking his early steps in radio, Peter Powell.
I left school at 16 and a half, and I started DJing because it seemed to me to be a pretty good way of having a good time. My next door neighbour was a secretary who was working for a very fine man called Michael Ford, who had the responsibility for the setting up of the BBC local radio network. I was chatting with her one evening, and I was saying, I want to be a DJ. She said, oh, I'll tell Michael about you. So she did. And she came back about 2 days later and said, oh, Michael's going to audition you. I went, oh, my God. My dad says, firm handshake and smile. So that's basically how it all began, firm handshake and smile. And he asked me to do some work in the studio. I was totally unlistenable to, in my opinion.
Recollections of the early days of BBC Radio Birmingham, launching from Pebble Mill this week in 1970.
Good morning, everybody. This is BBC Radio Birmingham, your local radio station for Birmingham, Coventry, Wolverhampton and the Black Country, broadcasting on 95.6 VHF.
From the press this week, and we feature a letter written this week in 1974 to The Times, and it came from James Gordon, then Managing Director of Radio Clyde, and he says, Sir, some weeks ago, the BBC received widespread publicity for its claim that the total audience for commercial radio in Britain was less than 1 million. They did not substantiate that claim by publishing the figures for each station, although I repeatedly invited them to do so. I have now to hand, says James Gordon, an independent survey by Radio Audience Measurement Limited, a division of NOP, and this shows that Radio Clyde alone has an audience of 875,000. And he concludes his letter by saying, I therefore invite the BBC to withdraw their previous claim and to end once and for all arid arguments about audience figures by joining in research by an independent organisation whose findings would be acceptable to all. And from that suggestion, of course, later we had Jikra and Rajar. This week in 1966, we had the first Pop North on the BBC Light programme to be hosted by Ray Moore.
Pop North it is, once again bouncing back right into the light with 60 minutes of the sensational sounds of 67. Helping make the music this afternoon, we got special guests P.P. Arnold, Wayne Fontana and The Talks. My name is Ray Moore, and right now there's a kind of hush all over the place with BBC Top Tune number 2, Silence is Golden from the Malgrave 3.
Ray Moore. Doris Arnold was hailed as the first female DJ in the UK. She made her debut aged 34 this week in 1938 after a journey through the BBC.
I was transferred to the music department after a year where I acted as secretary to four members of the BBC orchestra and to Stanford Robinson, who was then BBC chorus master.
Doris Arnold, from BBC typist to jock this week, 76 years ago. She hosted These You Have Loved. So, with the end of Laser 558 29 years ago...
Laser 558.
The death of Pirate Radio London newsreader Paul Kay 34 years ago...
The next news, 1 hour away. Paul Kay reporting...
And Devonair launching 34 years ago...
Devonair Radio, independent local radio for Devon.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.